Hey, it's podcast time. This is a Jump Rope Dude show. This is Brandon. The guy lighting the joint is Dan Whitmer.
Hey guys, how's it going?
And
happy Friday.
We are pumped because tomorrow is probably the most important holiday of the year for us.
Yes, it is National
Marijuana Day.
So I was going to try and think of something clever to say, but nope, National Weed Day.
That's all I got. Sure.
And then Sunday, we're going to Africa.
Yep. And we won't be doing any marijuana for a couple of weeks while we're there.
That's but true.
That's the cool thing about marijuana. It's like we go on these trips, like when we're in Europe for a couple of weeks. And like, you know, if you go some time and you don't do pot, you don't have withdrawals because it's not addictive.
It's just a fun activity. That's true. I like the feeling of like, you know, going a couple weeks without it and kind of just completely resetting. But there's no like side effect to that, you know? You don't get like headaches or anything. Like if you were I don't know, like another kind of drug addict. I heard they go through pretty bad withdrawals.
Oh yeah.
Like shaking and stuff. I don't know. You see it in the movies.
Alcohol or
like Requiem for a Dream, you know?
And of course
the other movie is
a crazy movie.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else about the addictiveness of Mary Jane. Oh, you know what's funny? Every time that I go a couple of weeks without smoking, though, I feel really great as well.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, oh, man, you know what? I really don't need weed. But then I remember what it's like to smoke weed, and then I do smoke. And then I'm like, oh, that's why I do it. Because it's just like my regular life, which is great, plus more fun.
Yeah, no, I agree, dude. Like, I don't really feel any type of way when I can't smoke it. Like, it doesn't really bother me. But if it's there and I'm in California and it's legal, I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do this, you know? After a long day at work, have a nice day. But so, wait, dude. So what's the – did you used to celebrate 420 when you were in college?
Because you smoke, not really.
Because you smoke, Brandon smoked weed in college, right?
In college, in high school, in middle school. Yeah. Dude, most of my bros, besides one, besides Adam, I guess, and maybe a little Brett, but not really. Everyone was more of like hardcore, like drinker.
Yeah.
Crushing brews, you know, like you.
Same, man. That was me, man. All the Mannheim guys, yeah, just crushing beers. And chewing tobacco.
Yeah, and weed also makes you, it can make you self-conscious.
That's true.
It makes you very self-aware.
Yeah.
And so at that time, I think I wasn't as comfortable with myself as I am now.
Yeah.
So I think I probably didn't want to smoke weed as much as I want to do. Because alcohol is like liquid courage. It makes you super confident.
I know.
Because you don't think about any of your flaws. Marijuana is like, why don't you pay attention to everything?
Yeah, I know. I know, dude. Well, it just brings you into the most present state of mind. Which, yeah, when you're at a party, like might not be the best if you're not on other people's levels, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah,
people
man.
Will come up to you and ask you if you're lost and stuff like that. That's what happened.
Jerks.
Yo, so some exciting news. Going to be living here for another year at least.
Ah, yeah.
Signed my lease renewal today. So.
Nice. Brandon and I live in the same apartment complex. We live like, I don't know, 200 yards away, maybe? Like one football field?
Yeah, we got to walk.
Distance?
Our apartment complex is a bit of a maze, so it takes...
Yeah.
Takes about 7 to 8 minutes, I feel like, to walk over.
Yeah. You know what, though? I'm really happy about... You know what? I'm just going to say it. If you guys are coming to visit Los Angeles, you should come stay in, like, Marina Del Rey, Venice Beach. Don't go stay in Santa Monica. I'm saying if you're staying at the beach, like, we love Santa Monica. It's really nice. You definitely got to go check it out.
We lived there last year.
But you get a more kind of L.A. beach vibe if you come down south a little bit to the Venice area.
Yeah.
You know, Venice Marina is pretty chill.
Yeah, Santa Monica, especially downtown, if you haven't been, it's super touristy. So, I don't know, the energy for me is a little bit anxious. Like, everyone's with their, you know, their...
Well, because it's packed at that, like, one intersection. There's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's packed. Everyone's on vacation. People are like, ah, no, sweetheart, we're not going to another shop.
Yeah.
And the kids are like, I want some ice cream. And he's like, you already had ice cream.
Dude, I saw that the other day. No, I did. So a kid was, I was skating and I like stopped at the boardwalk. The Santa Monica boardwalk has like, or the pier. They have like a bunch of games and stuff like that. And this dad was like smacking his kid's hand and like, the kid, because the kid was like, just, I don't know, like screaming or something at the mom. And the dad was like, hey, 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 and kept walking. And I was like, yo, who's this crazy person screaming at? And then I see it's like a little kid. You know what I mean? He like grabs the kid real hard by the hand. He's like, quit your yapping. Like, quit yelling like that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking like, man, this poor kid, he's just looking at his dad like, what do you mean? I'm just being a little kid. I'm just
being a little monkey. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Like, little boys are little terrors, man. They're little monkeys. They want to run around and just cause mayhem. It is what it is.
Little kids.
Their prefrontal cortex is not developed.
Yes.
Like, at all. True. They have no sense of what being impulsive is.
No. Yelling? Like, they can't hear their own. Like, when you were a kid, like, I would yell and my mom would be like, you know, she would tell me to be quiet, but I didn't even know I was being loud.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of still do that.
Yeah, that's true. You're kind of a loud guy.
I know, dude. I'm a loud guy. But
it is what it is.
All right, who's your favorite hip-hop artist to listen to on 420?
Ooh, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Mm-hmm. We were talking about this the other day. I'm the weed man.
Dude, I don't know that song.
You don't?
I haven't listened to that much Bone Thugs. More like Tribe. I'm a Tribe guy. Tribe Called Quest.
Oh yeah, Tribe is great.
Like, I really, that reminds me of like living in New York City and just like walking around the streets, you know.
Yeah.
Chillin'. So I guess we don't have any jump rope tips for you guys right now.
We're about to go shoot a video where we're gonna teach a dude how to
double under.
So we can basically give them the tips of like what we're going to be teaching this guy. Like, what are we going to say to him?
Well,
he said he only knows how to do regular bounce.
That's okay. You only need to know how to do regular bounce. Mm-hmm. But,
and he looks athletic.
The first thing I would say is when you're double undering, lose the rope. Okay. And what you want to do is practice jumping about 6 inches off the ground versus when you're doing regular jump rope, you jump like 1 inch off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So practice consistently jumping 6 inches off the ground and string those together without the rope. So just go outside or go into, you know, the garage or something. Jump 6 inches off the ground, and as soon as you land, jump 6 inches off the ground again and try to do it in this. Don't do it so hard that you injure yourself. But that's the base of starting.
Yeah, if you get a jump rope mat.
Yeah, or yeah.
That'll lower the impact as well.
Yeah, or a yoga mat.
Yoga mat.
Or like...
Or if you're at like a gym with kind of like a bouncy
rubber, yeah,
rubber,
some rubber stuff going on, you can do that.
Rubber surface.
But then I would say after that, then once you, so get the rhythm down of jumping first, because that's the base of the move. And then when you start to jump, when you incorporate the jump rope, the first thing I have people try is do one skip really hard and let the rope swing around twice. So a lot of people mess up in the double under because they try to muscle the jump rope around twice in the air, but the rope is already spinning so fast, and then their arms mess it up and it gets all like tangled, and that's why people mess up, because they actually try to do two jumps, but
they don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
You just gotta spin it once.
You spin it one time fast, and because you spin it fast on that first time as you're jumping, it goes under your feet immediately. So all you have to do is let it spin one additional time.
Yeah.
Around your feet in the air.
I think one thing to think about too is you want to make sure your palms are facing up.
Yeah.
And they're parallel to each other.
Uh-huh.
Because then when you spin it really fast, think about it. It's just like a pendulum. It's going to spin again by itself. But if your arms are off tilter or something, one's up, one's down, maybe you have like one hand turned in, you're going to end up like messing up.
Yep.
So just whoo.
Yeah. Huh. And honestly... Huh. There's some other like...
It's like a whip it. Like a whip it hard.
You gotta, do you gotta say that too? You gotta be like, whip it.
Whip it.
Whip it good.
Yeah.
I think there's other little tips that we can get into, but those are the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
I would just to like break that down again. Jump, practice jumping 6 inches off the ground in a consistent pattern. And then also practice swinging the rope hard one time, but letting it spin around twice. So if you're practicing... What this might look like is do regular bounce for a little bit and then jump really, you know, jump high in the air, do one double under, try and land and just do regular bounce and then do one double under. So don't try to do them consecutively when you're first starting out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And you got to get a great regular bounce form down. So we're going to have to look at this guy's regular bounce and see what it looks like.
Yeah. Before. I feel like he looks like a pretty fit dude.
Yeah.
So I bet you he looks like he can jump some rope.
Yeah. So I don't think we'll get copyrighted if we just do this for, you know.
Oh.
Just a
got you.
Couple minutes.
Oh, yeah, I know this song.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
No, this actually isn't. This is a weed song.
Yeah.
But that's not the one.
Not the video?
I wanted this one.
Ah, okay.
It's a different song. They have a lot of songs about weed because, you know, they're Bone Thugs.
Bone Thugs.
There we go. Dude, this... You never heard this song?
No.
Oh, bro.
I don't think so.
This is my favorite weed song. I'm the weed
man. I'm the weed man. Dude, this is such a chill song.
Oh, yeah.
This is so 90s, man. Oh, my goodness.
Back then, weed was so illegal. You watch the news, and they're just like, weed, heroin, same thing.
Yeah, dude, it's terrible that they... Should we pause it? Damn. Dude, that's pretty... That's pretty rad. I like that. We're going to have to listen to that tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Celebration.
Dude, oh, man. There's probably going to be... You think Spotify's going to come out with a weed playlist?
Yeah. Weed music playlist? Yeah, dude, now that it's, like, chill...
It's legal.
In most places. It's also, like... Dude, you made a comment the other day about what happened to the NBA, like... Busting people for weed, like that kind of stopped. You get in trouble for that.
You know everyone's smoking weed now, especially the players that live in LA, in California.
Especially after what's his name, like that coach, was like, "Ah, yeah, I'm just smoking a lot of weed now."
Oh yeah,
that ex-coach, the NBA coach.
Who was it? He was the coach of the Hawks, right?
Yeah, talked about it on here.
We did.
Anyway, he's a G.
That I was talking to my wife about. Was genetic programming that we're going to be able to do. And I'm like, so we're basically at this point able to change the genetic code within our baby. And they're just starting to experiment with this. And we're going to get to a point where you're going to be able to say, okay, well, let's remove the genes for like cancer because like, you know, my brother died from cancer or whatever. Like it runs my family. Like I don't want that to happen to my kid. And everyone's going to be like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, cancer's bad. Like, remove that. But then there's going to be another one that's going to be like, ooh, you have this other one for obesity. Oh, yeah, we'll remove that too. Like, because I want the kid to be skinny.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, well, we could also make them smarter if you want. And it's just like, where are we going to draw the line in regards to like.
Superhuman?
Well, to like. Like, as like parents, you know, like, where are you going to draw the line to be like, okay, wait a minute, this is getting weird.
Like it's not your kid anymore.
Or, yeah, just like, I don't know if I should be, like, fucking with nature in this way.
Yeah, no, dude, for sure. I mean, I look, man, I'm pretty sure nature was set up so that you have sex and a baby comes out. And whatever comes out, that's what you have. Yeah,
like, you get your pay for.
You get what you pay for, dude. Like, that's the, I don't know, man. I just believe in, like, that, you know, no, I'm not going to say I believe that that's the way it has to happen. That's ridiculous. Like, of course it could happen. Maybe that should be the next progression where we get to add stuff. But personally, I don't think I would. I'm not trying to build a kid.
Yeah, dude, it's such a weird concept.
Build a bear? Not trying to build a kid.
Build a kid?
Yeah.
You know Jason Silva, the guy who does Shots of Awe?
Yeah.
In the little show? Like, he was talking about this, and he's just so pumped on. He's just like, we're going to become the artist of the future. We're going to be manifesting our inner beings and essence of truth through our children with a paintbrush on the human genome.
Dude, I'll give it to him, man. He goes in with that.
Dude, he's great. He's really great. I'm not even making fun of him. I really enjoy him and his passion for all that stuff. But it's also funny too.
Yeah, yeah. No, I appreciate it. I just I can't really. I don't get a ton from it because I'm just like so focused on how extra it is.
Yeah.
But you know, dude, I love people who are just like being themselves.
Yeah.
And it seems like he's just a geek
and he just wants to like geek out on
this. He's in that shit, man. I love it. I love
it. Yeah. Like a lot of these dudes are like, you know, partially like autistic in a way. Like the way they're able to like do that kind of thing is like he's probably a little autistic, I think. Jamie Wheel, the other Flojo genome guy, talks about how, he's just like he is. Like I definitely have some like Asperger's for sure. He's like the way I just can like Like, the way he'll just, like, stream of consciousness, just, like, say all this shit. It's just, like, super Asperger's, like, type behavior. But it's not, like, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
But we put all these labels on things. And it's just, like, it's a weird thing we do in society, isn't it?
That's, yeah, but you just made me think of, like, how many people are walking around, like, with, like, controlling things that have these issues that we don't see. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, at what point do you draw the line where, like, honestly, man, I really believe that, you know, dude, more than 95% of the world's population are just a bunch of, like, chill people who want to, like, who get it. They're like, yeah, like, we don't need to be in power. We just want to live a good life, you know? But there's, like, that 5% or whatever of people who are just fucking insane and power thirsty and will do anything to, like, stay at the top. I mean, like...
I think it's, like, 10%. It's the sociopaths. It's, like, people who just,
10%?
Like... Supposed to be one, world? One in 10 people are supposed to be sociopaths. I saw that stat somewhere. I should look it up.
I don't want to spread
false information.
You're trying to tell me that like almost a billion people, like 600 or 700 million people in the world are sociopaths?
Let's see here.
two United States of people.
Let's see here. Oh no, one in every 25.
Damn, that's still a lot, dude.
But where is this where is this information coming from?
Yeah, Jesus.
Where are the sources?
The internet.
And this one says 1 in 100. Okay. So.
All right, well, so that means nothing to me now. This is like...
1 in 25.
I was talking about this to you, right? Like, where do these numbers come from?
I mean, through some... Basically, what they do is they'll take, like, a sample of people, and then they'll ask them, and they'll say that sample, and they'll try to say it's representative of, like, a greater population.
But, bro, like, if you think about any research, I think I was talking to Trevor about this, like, when numbers are put out, I'm like, the older I get, the more I'm like, what does that mean? Where does that number come from? Like, 1 in 25, how do you obtain that number? Like, it's just impossible.
You can't get the true number, yeah.
You can't. If you do it in, like, say you do it on, like, 1,000 people in the Netherlands. That has nothing to do with different parts of the world with different variables that, like...
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know. Not to get on the rabbit hole of life.
Yeah, I wonder... I feel like it'll be easier to understand everything once we become more globalized.
Once we become, like, robots, you mean? You know? I mean, we're working on that anthill, dude. We're building that anthill. You know, not to get take the conversation south, you know. Like, I don't know how I feel about being a robot, but I feel like we're kind of headed there.
A robot? Well, you know, we're working with robots right now, like computer.
I mean, yeah, you know? Look at the foldable phones.
Yeah.
You see that thing?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Tell you what. What?
I didn't know what to talk about next.
Oh, yeah, I thought you had a...
I was checking the time.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, so... I was asking Sarah what kind of genes does she want for her kid? And she's like, I don't know. It's just a weird thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be here for when I'm having kids. Maybe my kids will have to make that decision.
I hope so, man. Yeah, I just don't know. I'm not trying to go to Mars, though. I'm trying to stay on Earth.
Stay on Earth.
You know? Yeah, I'm trying to keep this party going. That's why, you know, guys, really the main message of this entire podcast is to live your life in the present moment, because we don't really know what's going to happen, and it's pretty beautiful that we're all alive and able to walk around and communicate and talk to you guys through the interweb. So enjoy your life, jump rope, do the thing.
Dude.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, dude. So I had some drinks last night. Speaking of, like, just living in the moment and, like, trying to really just appreciate the present as much as possible, because it goes by so fast. In my dreams last night was, like, very representative of, like, something I've been, like, thinking about, which is, like, I feel like I'm still 24 years old,
mm-hmm.
but I'm 29 now.
Yeah.
So, like, in my dreams, I'm, like, living my life as if I'm, like, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
But then I'm, like, wait a minute. But I'm actually almost 30 now. Like, I'm not, like, I still see myself as, like, yo.
Yeah, I would totally agree with you.
I'm like, I see myself as, like, yo, I'm still, like, a kid on the come up. But it's like, now you're 29. Like, the way the rest of society perceives you is, like, you're already, like, in the middle of your life, basically.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say middle.
I know what you mean.
Like, dude,
you're in the meat of it. You know, you're.
Yeah.
Like, bro. People expect things out of you once you get to this age.
Oh, dude, I think about this all the time. This is a great way to take the conversation, man. I feel like, yeah, dude, there's always that voice in the back of my head that's like, what, like, you can't continue to do this, like, make videos in your sweatpants and like, have this internet thing, you know? Because that's just not, like, what I was brought up, mm-hmm. like, to think was possible. So I think about that a lot, but... I was talking about to Trevor about this the other day. Like, I do believe, though, it's our job to, like, pioneer this thing and try to, like, be 24-year-olds for as long as we possibly can, man. Why not? Mm-hmm. That was a very... Like, dude, I'm living in a very, very enjoyable way, and I don't see any reason why I shouldn't keep doing that.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I really have people I love around me. I have, like... Dude, I do activities. Like, man, last Sunday, dude... I laid on the beach and drew in my notebook for like 4 hours. You know nice. What I mean? Like, I've been doing stuff. Like, my days are taken up, like, shooting videos, skateboarding, playing basketball, hanging out with my friends, drawing, laying on the beach. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't require... You don't need to be, like, loaded with millions of dollars to, like, do that stuff.
No.
You know?
You can make... I mean, the U.S., you could do that in, like, comfortably, like, 5 G's a month.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, and let's not, dude, I'm also not going to sit here and try to act like the hippie doesn't want anything. Like, obviously, you and I did start this for the purpose of, like, doing well financially. Mm-hmm. Like, I think starting a business, like, taking, it was always my thought of, like, I have to take my own, like, I think our generation saw the government, like, fuck up in front of us. You know, it was more visible. Mm-hmm. So I think there was more of a distrust for the government. So at a young age, I was kind of like, okay, even though I didn't like start a business, it was more like, I'm gonna have to do something because I can't depend on my job to give me the financial life that I want. You know, I'm gonna have to go out there and create it.
Mm. Dude, I went to a very liberal high school, so like they like instilled in us actually, as long as I can remember, just like the idea of like the world is going in like a bad direction and we need to like have people step up and like make a difference and like fix things. So like I've always wanted to like heal the world in some way. It's always been a part of me since then. Cause I remember when we were like freshman year, we got this PDF that said like, okay, by as it is right now, we're probably gonna run out of oil in like 2050. Like it's 2004 right now. And like, all these other things are going to happen if we don't like change like basically what we're doing to the environment.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck. I was like, I don't want the earth to you know.
Yeah.
Have all this stuff happen. And so I've always thought about that, like trying to find ways to heal the world. Because I think it starts with healing the people. Because people, if they feel good, they wouldn't do fucked up shit. Like, destroy the environment just to like make more money.
Dude, I know. It all comes down to needs, man. If we can meet people's needs, I think people will be in a much better place to do good. Mm-hmm. You can't expect people to do good if they can't eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're gonna do messed up stuff because they have to. They have to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why, being in Malawi is going to be a trip because...
Oh, yeah, guys. We're about to go to Africa, dude. How you feeling?
Dude, I'm super pumped.
I'm super pumped as well. I'm nervous.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous too.
I'm nervous, man.
I don't know quite what to expect.
No, I don't. And I'm like, to be honest with you, I'm really glad that like we can't smoke weed over there. Or you know what I mean? Like when you go certain places, I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to do this whole thing just wide-eyed and completely alert and like just take it all in, you know?
Yeah.
And have a very... I feel like it's going to be a trip that, like, I have in my dreams for the rest of my life. Like, parts of this trip are going to be in my dreams.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a weird thing yesterday. So, we got all these bars.
Yeah.
For the trip to
bar
eat.
Bars. And then, bars. How about a sponsorship?
Holla at your boy. Or Cliff, you know.
Cliff Fortune.
Who's ever game. And I was looking at all his food, and I was like, damn. I was like, I feel kind of guilty bringing, like, this food over there and, like, eating it if, like, other people are really going to be, like, eating, like, mice and like struggling to eat and stuff. I don't know. Like, I don't think I should feel guilty, but it's just like a weird thing that I was aware of. I was like, man, why am I feeling guilt? I was like, I shouldn't feel guilty about this, but it's just like, it's uncomfortable for me to think about other people like being in situations where I don't have enough to eat and like knowing that like I never have to worry about that.
Yeah, dude, like what? Yeah, you're right, man. Like what if we're in, like, I'm not going to like break off to eat if other people can't. I don't know. I really don't know what to expect. I'm sure some of the places that like in Botswana, I'm sure people, like, it's going to be much different. People, it's more city vibe.
Yeah, no, I think Botswana will be not like that. But no. Malawi, because I was trying to think of like a cool gift we could bring our security guy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yo, this guy is basically going to be protecting us from anything. So I want to give him something as like a thank you.
Well, we should at least give him like shirts and jump ropes and like stuff.
Yeah. I was like, does anyone have a TV there? Like, this guy want like a
PS4? PS4?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm trying to get him a PS4.
I already have one, but then Eric asked Eric, and Eric's like, well, he's like, they would like more practical stuff. Like, they
really need. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, he said they brought Gib tea last time. Yeah. And they were super pumped on it. Oh.
Tea's a good one. Do they like coffee? Well, no. We'd probably get. I don't know.
I don't really know.
We're bringing presents. But yeah, we're super pumped for the experience, and we're super excited to just continue to go down this rabbit hole of bringing jump rope to as many people in the world as possible, you know? That's really what it's about.
Yep.
It's just like, there's not even like a huge itinerary for the beginning of the trip. We're just like, we're going to like...
From Malawi?
Yeah.
I think there's a pretty...
Well, there's an extensive itinerary, but you and I are basically just like shooting stuff.
Yeah, we're just like, yeah, helping Eric, whatever he needs. But yeah, we're not really responsible for much. It's going to be weird not to be doing anything, you know, and just be there.
I'm just going to be shooting, yeah. That's what I mean. I'm just going to be documenting that experience. And like, that'll be great though, dude. Our phones will be dead, or like in some parts. Won't work. I'm good on this. Well, yeah, guys, like I said, we just want to continue to go down the rabbit hole because it's just a new era we live in where, like, we luckily get to talk about and create a business around something that we're really psyched about, jump rope, and then we get to share it with you guys and go meet you in the world. So, yeah, like, I'm just grateful for the experience of being able to go check out some of the cultures.
Yeah.
Cultures.
That's what it's all about, man. Life is just, it's like Baskin Robbins, you know? You got to try all the flavors.
Why Baskin Robbins?
You know, I got that 31 flavors.
Man, but I guess, you high, man.
I guess it's 152 countries, so, you know, 152 flavors.
No, there's 196.
347.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into another episode of the podcast. Please, not only leave a review, guys, please, come on. Like, just... We're trying.
Subscribe.
We're trying. Leave a review. No, I'm kidding. But no, I'm not.
Subscribe to the pod.
And also, tell us, guys, let's get some guests on here.
Oh.
Let's get some guests.
Want some guests.
I want some guests
on here. Strider said he'd come on.
Let's get Strider on. Dude, Strider. He's the man.
He'd be a great guest. Like, dude, we put him in a situation that, like, was really pushed his character.
And he did great.
But, like, you get him just, like, you know, chilling.
In conversation
is where he stars the most.
Yeah. Okay.
So, Strider, who else would you want to have on? Who else?
Oh, dude, like, I mean, just our friends. Like, Khalif would be great. Trevor would be great.
Have Khalif tell a story about coming to the U.S.
Exactly, dude.
Trevor.
AJ would be an amazing guest.
Yeah.
Like our friends, man. Ben and Charlie, obviously. Great guests.
Mm-hmm. Dude, can we get Tucker to come on and talk about
Tucker relationships? Would be a great guest, dude. Absolutely, dude. We have cool friends, man. Yeah. That would be hilarious.
So where are we gonna set this up?
Dude, we have an interesting group of friends.
We do.
Not you just we just like now I'm like naming everyone. I'm like, damn. Some like really interesting guys.
Yeah, some interesting cats all over the map. Interesting cats all over the map.
Ooh, nice. Should we end on that?
Yeah, let's do it. You guys, subscribe, leave a review. Keep 100. You know what?
Happy 420.
Keep it 8 more than 92.
Happy 420.
Happy 420.